Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Home Insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Howard Bryant going to join us in just a minute here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Kevin Durant told ESPN's The Undefeated on Friday that he will not debut for the Brooklyn Nets during the 2019-2020 NBA season after it resumes next month. As the NBA continues to prepare for its season to the court next month in Orlando, it has determined that the order in the standings will be determined by winning percentage. Meanwhile, teams who won't make the playoffs are discussing possible joint workouts. And finally, scientists have reported getting so high on the nitrous oxide emitted by penguin poo that it actually made them ill. The levels of nitrous oxide, more commonly known as laughing gas, given off by the colony's excrement, was about 100 times higher than in a fertilized field.
Excrement.
What did I say?
Excrement.
I don't think I said that. I definitely said that. But I think that's how it's written.
Oh, for the love of God. Here we go again.
I mean, who do I find? What happens here? Roy?
No, you're fined. You're fined for blaming someone other than yourself.
You might want to check the copy first. I mean,
spell it. Spell it how it's spelled.
Excrement.
Roy, I think that one is on you.
I totally lied. I have $5, Roy.
So good. You fooled me. You are such a ninja liar that you fooled me. And of course, the punishments went straight to the black man.
$5 me, okay? Roy, I got your fines for life. How about that?
Oh, knock it off.
Excrement was about 100 times higher than in a fertilized field. Professor Bo Elberling? I have no idea. I'm asking. He's from the University of Copenhagen. Said the truly intense amount of nitrous oxide exhumed was enough to send someone completely cuckoo. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol Shaving Cream. That's Barbasol Shaving Cream, an American classic for over 100 years. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
He's an ESPN senior writer. He's been doing a good job for a long time, and you could check out his latest story for All Black Lives That Suddenly Matter to the NFL, one name that still doesn't, Colin Kaepernick. He's been in contact with Colin Kaepernick. We'll get to that with Howard Bryant in a second. And thank you for joining us, Howard. I'm just curious on the micro here before we get started with what you're writing. Are you marveling like I am at what's just happening at our company in terms of the way that people are allowed to now speak freely? And it feels like there's a situation where television feels a little different because there's the absence of sports. We need the content. America is upside down. And all of a sudden, we here at ESPN, Howard Bryant's been saying this stuff for a long, long time, but now he's being joined by a whole lot of people.
Well, I was going to say, I was still laughing at the wacky dames and excrement, but yeah, I am stunned in some ways, and other ways sort of unsurprised. I mean, we go where the story goes, but yeah, I sort of felt like a like a coach who got fired and still has a year left in his deal, right? I mean, this is, you know, this is part of the story, right? This is part of what we've been talking about who gets listened to and who doesn't get listened to, whose voice has value, who doesn't. One of the things that we talked about, in fact, we talked about it on this show a couple years ago, was whether or not the NFL was actually listening to only the fans who disagreed. What about that entire subset of fans who supported Colin Kaepernick? Why hasn't there been room for everybody? Is there any real documentation that the world's going to collapse if he plays football or if we actually talk about other points of view? And it's been a phenomenal sea change over the past couple of weeks. I'm telling you, I really believed, I thought that I had fallen down the stairs, ended up in a coma and woke up and nobody told me. I mean, on Monday morning, I'm getting text messages from friends all over the place. Hey, anything I can do to help? And I'm like, what happened?
Well, this has been funny. No, but Howard, this has been funny because I was talking with Bomani and Dominique about this. It's they were saying it's like white people are scared to be themselves around us.
I get a call from another friend of mine saying, hey, anything I can do, I'm here for you. I'm like, what happened? I'm like, did something? I literally went onto the internet to find. Did something happen in this town? Did I miss something? I get another text. I'm like, hey, anything I can do, let me know. I'm like, all right, what happened? I mean, I got more people calling me on Monday. I had neck surgery last year and had fewer people calling me.
What did you make of Goodell, the Goodell about face? I was still surprised to hear them flatly say they were wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. I mean, the one thing I do make of, what do we talk about, right? We talk about what do we know as journalists. We first concentrate on what we know. And what we know is, has anybody made more of a line in the sand about how they felt about protest in the NFL? I mean, they told us exactly how they feel. I mean, I don't think there's a corporation in America that was more clear about how they felt about this than the National Football League. And then to see them get on board, all of a sudden they've sort of joined the corporate wave. I mean, they're not quite Ben and Jerry's, but, they're... They've decided that we were wrong, but we're not going to mention Colin Kaepernick by name. And we were wrong, but what were we wrong? We didn't listen. Well, that's actually BS, because you did listen. You listened to everybody. You just didn't listen to him. So you did a lot of listening. You listened to your white fan base. You listened to the white players. You listened to Malcolm Jenkins. You listened to Anquan Boldin. You listened to a lot of people. You didn't listen to him. So how much does it really matter if you're not going to make it right? This is like giving a guy a prison sentence, realizing the DNA exonerates him, and still leaving him in prison. So what are you going to do with this? That's sort of the question for me.
Can you explain to us? I assumed that that was legalese, that the reason that you didn't hear the name Colin Kaepernick there is because of all of the collusion stuff. Much of it settled, but stuff that can be reopened. Like, that felt like a total lawyer move to me.
It did feel like a lawyer move, but here's the thing. Are you real about it or are you not real about it? Are you worried about lawyer moves or are you trying to get this right? So if you're really worried about lawyer moves, then you don't want him back in the game. If you're really serious about making some sort of substantial change, don't we all have to get in a room and say, listen, everybody's got to do a little compromise. We messed up, Colin. Will you drop this stuff? Can we do the clean slate? Is that possible? I mean, this is really the American issue. Can you have reconciliation with no truth? Can you actually move on like everybody says they want to move on and still worry about legalese and lawyers and lawsuits? So I just feel like at some point, Like even last year with the fake tryout or whatever that thing was when I was in Atlanta last year, if they had gone to Kaepernick and gone to his team and everybody just sat in a room and tried to work this out, doesn't this get done? Or do they simply not want him, or do you honestly believe he doesn't want to play football?
Well, you've been in contact with him, right? Howard Bryant with us, ESPN senior writer. What is he saying to you about what's happening right now?
Yeah, we were texting the other day. I mean, on Monday, my 15-year-old walks in the house and he's like, I'm going to the protest. I'm like, what protest? He's like, the one outside. Like, there's a protest outside? And so it was wild. You had a thousand white kids and my son and a few other black people out here. I live in a pretty white town. Surrounding the police station. And so they were out there and people had all their signs. They had Kaepernick signs and Kaepernick jerseys. And so I texted him and I sent him a message saying, here's what's happening. And I sent him a video that had people with signs mentioning his name and everything. And he sent me a message back saying, absolutely, man, let's fight back. It's revolution time and the whole thing. And, you know, in the times that we've gone back and forth over the past several weeks, there's really been no feeling whatsoever that the NFL wanted him back or that he'd been really thinking about coming back. I mean, he wants to play football. I still believe he wants to play, but I still have never gotten any sense from Cap or any sense from anybody on the NFL side that there's actual diplomacy taking place to get these two sides to get it done. And so that's why I think he's been very skeptical of any of this Black Lives Matter stuff from the NFL or any that we were wrong stuff because they haven't contacted him. They haven't said to him, hey, let's put the swords down and let's start a new chapter. And until that happens, nothing's going to happen, right?
Howard Bryant with us here on ESPN Radio. Again, ESPN senior writer. I want to go back to that admission because I'm wondering, I'm asking you here, I realize the skepticism, but don't you want that admission from the NFL? Isn't that the first step, Howard? I realize you want to see action. Will they follow through? But for now, that admission felt pretty important, did it not?
Well, I think it depends. Did it feel important? It felt different.
Right.
But let's not forget that in addition to that admission, You still have Steve Ross with the Dolphins essentially agreeing to add more restrictions to the punishments of kneeling. You still have Jerry Jones essentially saying nobody who kneels is playing for this team. So what does that admission mean if in real time the players are still restricted from expressing anything, right? So that's my thing. So at one point, is it important? Sure. Is it even more important if he says yes, and I've spoken with all the owners and they're not going to punish players who express themselves? And we recognize that the players have a right to express themselves. Now, he said that part, but he didn't say that the owners were on board. The same way they said in November with the Kaepernick tryout that the commissioner is behind it, but we didn't hear from any owners. So it's a collective here. So until I hear from Bob Kraft and until I hear from Jerry Jones and until I hear from the other owners that, yes, we are ready to turn the corner on this, then I still don't trust it because he works for them. And I haven't yet seen a single owner come out and say Colin Kaepernick is welcome to play in the National Football League.
Christopher Hooks reported on Twitter to God that 150 to 200 people were at a Black Lives Matter rally in Vidor, an East Texas town that is infamously associated with the Klan and with racism. And Bomani Jones says it maybe is the most improbable thing of my entire lifetime. What is the most improbable thing that Howard Bryant has seen in the last week?
I think the most improbable thing that I've seen in the past week has probably been the start of the conversation that suddenly we are adding this back into our coverage. I think that's sort of amazing. I think it's also seeing as many corrections officers and prison guards on the streets of an American city pointing weapons at other Americans, I mean, that to me hits a bar where you start to wonder if this entire thing is falling apart.
That's the truth, man. Thank you, Howard. Appreciate your coverage. Check out his article, ESPN.com. We appreciate your time, Howard.
No, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Howard.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to GEICO.com today. Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Did you lock down a sponsorship during the pandemic because of how you were raving about that product?
I called it a car wash for your nose. I mean, and then all of a sudden the president started sending me letters, emails, product, and we got a deal done, Dan.
You were closing during the pandemic?
I closed two deals, Blue Emu and Navage, and I'm about to close a third. How about that? sales, you're welcome.
I mean, you carry sales around on your back. You have for like 10 years around here.
Someone sent me a nice bottle of liquor over the weekend thanking me for my contributions.
Yeah, why don't they give you a larger percentage instead of putting it in their own pocket?
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
They send you a bottle of liquor.
Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
So we've got the two guys on, or two of the people in the NFL offices who put together that video that made the NFL about face, Jerick Walker and Brandon Minter will join us at noon Eastern to talk about what they did, because it was brave, Stugatz. Like, you're risking your job in that circumstance. I do think that a lot of what is happening in terms of the shift in this country is young people. Like, you heard Howard Bryant say, and Howard Bryant has been on this cause for a really long time in sports, being surprised that there's a protest outside his house and that a bunch of white kids, young white kids, are marching toward the police station. It's a fairly amazing time in America where even the black voices that have been beaten down, Stugatz, over the years will tell you that there is at least a smidgen of hope from here, that it feels slightly less hopeless just by degrees. And I don't know when this is going to disappear. If the NBA playoffs started today, I don't know when this is going to disappear from our airwaves. ESPN should not congratulate itself too much in terms of the fact that these gates have opened and the water has flooded in, because we here, specifically me, have lived for a good many months under a pressure to not talk about this stuff that is happening now.
You're wondering how long these doors stay open, how passionate we are, because that's something I haven't thought of.
I'm just telling you now, I'm keeping it here.
Right.
Like, I'm going to keep it here for a while, no matter what's going on in the playoffs, no matter what's going on anywhere. I'm keeping it here. I'm telling everyone that now. Do what you want with that information, but we're staying here because, like, I signed the paperwork a while ago, Stugatz, because I was on the air saying, you know, Trump racial divisions. And next thing you know, the coverage nationally is that I'm going to some meeting with the president and it looks like ESPN is punishing me when I requested that meeting. I requested the meeting to see if I could work for them, not if they should keep me. But there's been this unending, unrelenting pressure. And this was, like, bothersome to me when brown babies were being locked in cages at the border, and you've made me your lead Hispanic voice on sports, and you're muzzling me there because you're doing things that are simply wrong. Like, let's not take a victory parade as a company because now we're talking about it.
Let's clarify, the president of our company.
That's correct.
Not our country.
That's correct.
Right. That's who you had the meeting with.
An important correction.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that, Stu.
Well, I think people were confused.
And no, I'm not making fun of you. Right. I'm saying to you, thank you for that correction, because what I just said may not have made any sense if not for that correction. So, and it may not have made any sense even with that correction.
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today. Goosebumps, man. Every time, goosebumps. You like this song? It's America, Dan.
I do, yes.
Neil Diamond. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Such a good part. Oh, my God. This is so good, man. Underrated, Neil Diamond, right?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is Neil Diamond underrated?
Here's your SportsCenter update. Oh, God. Kevin Durant told ESPN, The Undefeated, on Friday that he will not debut for the Brooklyn Nets during the 2019-2020 NBA season after it resumes next month. Can they figure this out? Durant, Irving, reports this way, that way. Play or not? I guess Durant's saying he's not. And why not? If you're healthy, play. You have a chance to win a title. Your first one. As the NBA continues to prepare for its return to the court next month in Orlando, it has determined that the order in the standings will be determined by winning percentage. Meanwhile, teams who won't make the playoffs are discussing possible joint workouts. And finally, authorities in India say a troop of monkeys attacked a medical official and stole blood samples belonging to patients who had tested positive for the coronavirus. Earlier this week, a lab technician at a state-run medical college in Meerut was walking across campus when some, oh boy, rhesus macaques snatched away blood samples that the lab tech was carrying that came from the COVID-19 patients who are undergoing treatment. Eyewitnesses reported seeing a monkey chewing on one of the sample collection kits while sitting at the top of a tree. In addition, the monkey left parts of the stolen kit scattered on the ground, concerning local officials. These days, it's good to be prepared. That includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Stu Gotz's weekend observations are going to be in about 10 minutes. We will have those weekend observations. And then, as we said, we will have a couple of the guys in the NFL offices who helped make the video, risk their jobs, really, one would imagine. We will have them on at noon Eastern. But the way that we're doing the show right now is a bit discombobulated. We got me and Stu Gotz in one studio, Mike Ryan by himself in a hermetically sealed bubble in another studio,
right,
and Chris and Tony and Roy and Billy are on Zoom from home. And I know they're going to laugh at this because in coming back to the studio, we were all scared about the beef stroganoff that Chris Cody left in the studio about 3 months ago. And Stu Gotz, because there hasn't been a whole lot of people here, Stu Gotz just came into the room laughing, okay, where I could hear his muffled laughter from behind a mask. And this is what he said. This is a quote. Anybody who sticks their hand in that bucket of candy deserves whatever they get after that. Because that bucket of cheap crappy candy has been there for a long time, and he is so very right. And the only way it would have been funnier is if he had looked at me and I had a bunch of candy in my mouth.
Things keep happening, man. I'm not used to this. Where my hand was halfway in, I'm like, whoops.
Oh, wait. So wait a minute. We've gotten better at the not touching of the face, right? Hell, Billy stopped biting his nails. Like, people have actually consciously gotten better. Billy's nails are longer than they've ever been. Let me see that hand. Billy, if your nails, tell me what happened here. You got immediately, fear made it so that your nails grew because you immediately got good at keeping your hands away from your face.
Oh, man, Dan, look at these bad boys. The last time I didn't bite my nails these long was one for my engagement, which was weird because I wasn't going to take a picture of my hand. And then two, like for wedding pictures, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to bite my nails because I'm sure there's going to be pictures of our rings and stuff. So let me have them. But look at these bad boys. Look at this. And I didn't even have to use that like no bite nail polish that I had to use last time because I don't want these things anywhere near my mouth.
I'm a big nail biter as well, and so I've done the same thing and did it early on. What I have noticed here is when clipping the nails, Bill, it is hard for me as a righty to clip my right hand with the left hand. Very difficult, because I usually just bite my nails, and that's how I clip my nails. But now holding the nail clipper in my left hand, trying to trim the right hand, is a very difficult thing. I can't do it.
It's a good point by Stugatz. As someone who's a new owner of nails on his fingers, it's a strange process to clip your nails because I feel like I'm just undoing all of the progress that I had made. And I see like the white thing and I'm like, I want to keep the white thing, but I'm scratching myself every time I touch my face. Also, aren't you left-handed? What are you talking about being a righty?
I'm a lefty only in certain things. When I play golf, I'm a lefty. When I play baseball, I throw righty, but I bat lefty. So, you know, when I play hockey, I'm a lefty. Lacrosse, lefty, but I throw a football righty. Weird.
I also don't believe that you bite your nails. Like, you tried to do this with Kenny Chesney when we were with him at Radio Row. Yeah. He was talking about being a nail biter, and you're like, oh, my God, I've been a nail biter my entire life. Look, look, look. And your nails were the longest nails I've ever seen. So I regularly see your hands on TV, and it always looks like you need to trim your nails. Why do you think you're a nail biter?
I mean, I feel I am. Well, listen.
Okay, there it is. No. Don't say anything else. It was just the magical Stugatz pivot where you got stuck. Just be quiet. Just please be quiet.
I was trying to
just
fit
please,
in with Chesney.
Just please be quiet. Just please be quiet. You did the listen. You threw your hands, which with very long nails, as they've been the entire time I've known you. The entire time I've known you, you have never once bitten your nails. Your nails are always long and disgusting. You look like one of those Guinness Book of World Record people that have curly Q French fry nails. Like, you have never bitten your nail. I don't know why you feel the need to lie about these things.
I was wondering how long it would take for you to grow tired of me after not seeing me for 3 months, and I realized it took about 90 minutes.
I know, 30, what are we looking at? Yeah, about 98 minutes is what it's taken.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
I missed you.
Stugatz's weekend observations. I've not missed your lies.
What?
Mike Ryan, you should see Mike Ryan dancing around at the studio like LeBron, you know, pushing down on air because Billy has successfully, seamlessly made his way into the show without any microphone problems, able to just talk when we're looking at him, is doing jazz hands with his long nails. Billy looks happy and free.
My wife asked me, she said, I thought you were coming back to work because you guys would be on TV. And I said, no, just so I could talk to Billy without any interruption.
That's right. Casper, people, we will have Stugatz's weekend observations next.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Today is for doing, and today we celebrate the greatest player in the history of the National Basketball Association. In the wake of the murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, and the protests that followed, Michael Jordan and Jordan Brand announced that they will be donating $100 million over the next 10 years to organizations dedicated to promoting racial equality and social justice. The brand says that their goal is ensuring racial equality, social justice, and greater access to education. Today is for doing, and it's brought to you by the Home Depot. With everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier, welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We will have a couple of people from the NFL offices who made that video, really risked their jobs by making that video with Michael Thomas and Deshaun Watson and everyone else, Patrick Mahomes. But let's not waste any more time. Here are Stugatz's weekend observations.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase only at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Then he was gone. In fact, in the history of gone, no one has ever been more gone. And then, out of nowhere, after figuring out how to use modern technology and with a few simple tweets, Dan somehow, magically, Drew Brees is back.
Is he? Okay.
I was so tempted to say black.
That wouldn't have made...
Probably want to take that out. Speaking of back, after months of not seeing each other, Dan, we are back in the same room.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yes.
I don't feel like I'm in the same room as you, but we're in the same room. Dan's a big hugger. After not seeing him for months, I hope he's not expecting one when he sees me. Because he ain't getting one. Not because of COVID-19 fears, but for making me drive to South Beach to do a radio show. At least on my way home, I won't be driving directly into the teeth of protests. I'll just stay down here.
Into the teeth of protests.
Whatever.
It's a funny phrase.
Dana White, do me a favor. When you fight him, make it hurt. If you do, I'll throw in an extra $2.50. And by $2.50, I mean $2.50. I mean, it's a tax write-off. And Dan, might I recommend simply running as fast as you can into Dana's fist? Do you think Halle Berry had any idea what Michael Eaves was talking about? She certainly pretended to. Pretending to know who Dan is might be your best performance since Monsters Ball.
Highlight of my weekend was seeing Halle Berry in the middle of that.
I should have went Swordfish. Swordfish. Great flick. Only one problem with Swordfish. I've met a few computer experts in my day, and none of them, not a one, have ever looked like Hugh Jackman. They usually look like this guy Laz.
Put it on the poll. Guillermo at Levitard Show. Does the IT guy ever look like Hugh Jackman?
Outside of me, no one has parlayed not listening to his teammates into more success and popularity.
I've not seen Roy laugh like that in a month. He's just laughing at Laz, at the visual image of the pear-shaped Laz.
Then Drew Brees, not even Vince McMahon could have come up with a face-to-heel, back-to-back, possible face turn this good. A monthly tradition unlike any other. The retirement of Conor McGregor. Somehow, that basement is the only thing that comes close to humanizing Roger Goodell. In his prime, no one, and I mean no one, looked more like a college football coach than Johnny Majors. Rest in peace. The best name-look combination in college coaching history belonged to Johnny Majors. I'm not saying anything more than this, and I'm quickly sprinting away. Daryl Morey. I would have paid good money to see Hayden Fry, Johnny Majors, and Mick Cronin fight to the death. What happened? I mean, who doesn't pay for that fight?
Great fight. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Would you pay whatever it is you had to pay to see Hayden Fry and Johnny Majors and who else?
Hayden Fry, Johnny Majors, and Mick Cronin.
Fight to the death.
Michael Irvin, who recently said the Cowboys should go after Tom Brady, now says the Cowboys should give Dak Prescott back pay for his years as being underpaid. You know what that's called, Dano?
What's that called?
It's called an about face. Brittany Breeze said, "We are the problem and we are sorry." Breeze family, some advice. Take your feet off the gas just a little bit.
They are apologizing so much.
Has any great athlete done a better job of spending their entire lives saying nothing than Dan Marino? Kirk Ferentz, after being with you for 21 years, you expect me to believe this is the first you're hearing about Chris Doyle? I'm no math major, but the law of averages suggests that there are some coaches living with a good deal of horror and fear right now. NASCAR vowed to do a better job on racial injustice. Good luck. I ask this seriously. This entire time, did the horse racing ever stop at Gulfstream Park? Did it? Several Alabama players, at least four Oklahoma State players, and at least three Auburn players tested positive for COVID-19. I mean, maybe we should all pause and rethink what the hell it is that we're doing. Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Excellent, Stugatz. It's Thank good you. To see you again. It is good to be with you again. I don't want to shower you in too much warmth. I just am fearing, like you are, the second wave of this. The protest has made everyone forget about social distancing. Some rebels next.